This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. How the heck did that happen? 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. You know, tomorrow is Gobble Gobble Day, right? I really do appreciate the time some of you spend being involved in the conversation. You know, it's 855-REAL-JOE. Some of you that are too old to remember, you know, 855, that's an 800 number, 732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to know what you're thankful for. Okay, we don't have to get all political, crazy, stupid tonight. We can just kind of be, you're going to be with family tomorrow. So if you're not thankful for some of the family you're with, you may not want to say so because you don't know where they might be listening from. You know what I'm saying? But again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I know you probably want me to go to town and everything that's going on in the news. I am going to go through some political stuff. But I really want to, for the callers, let's stay with, and if you got a funny turkey story, that'd be good too. Always curious about those. I know I probably got a dozen of them, but I'm not going to tell any of them. I have cousins that listen to the show. I don't want to embarrass their moms, or them, for that matter, if you think about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Anybody think that Paul Ryan may have had his hand in how bad the elections turned out? Because I say yes. I think that Paul Ryan, you know, again, he's never been a fan of the president's. Remember, one of the first things he did, he was always in line with Barack Obama. Didn't fight, push back on several of the largest budgets we've ever seen. According to the Gateway Pundit, Democrats had a decent haul on election night, but since the election day, they've had a spectacular run. In the U.S. Senate, Republicans flipped four seats in the midterm election. Right, you're looking at Mike Braun, Republican defeated Senator Joe Donnelly, and he was lagging. They showed him as lagging in a liberal poll all year long. Republican Josh Hawley defeated Senator Claire McCaskill by 6 points after only leading by 0.6 points. Republican Kevin Cramer trounced Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota by about 11 points. In Florida, Governor Rick Scott, Senator, defeated Bill Nelson by 12,000 votes. And this was despite the Democrats' best effort to steal that seat. Yeah, you heard me. You know what? You can't cover it up anymore. You can't play nice. As Hillary Clinton said, you can't play civil with people that don't want to play civil or that aren't civil. In the U.S. House of Representatives, or Republicans got shellacked. If you look at the congressional seats that were lost so far, and I'm sure there's more since this came up, Representative Barbara Comstock from Virginia. Representative Maria Salazar loses to Donna Shalala in Florida. Or Shalala. I don't know. Representative Pearl Kim lost to Mary Scanlon. Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District. Democrat Susan Wild defeats Republican Marty Notstein. Colorado 6th Congressional District. Democrat Jason Crow beats Republican Mike Kaufman. Pennsylvania's 17th Congressional District. Democrat Rep. Connor Lamb tops Republican Keith Rothfuss. These some of these seats were ours and had been ours. Florida's 26th Congressional District, Democrat Debbie McCarsel beats Republican Representative Carlos Curbelo. I guess being Hispanic didn't help us. This is my argument with the party now. Now, they're running, my party's running around right now trying to find women to run for office. Isn't that great? Let's do what they do. You know, how about we just run the right person for the job? What do you think? There's plenty of Democrats that took seats in the election that have no business being elected. They have no business being in Congress. Kansas's 3rd District, Democrat Sharice Davids defeated Republican Rep. Kevin Yoder, and New Jersey's 11th Congressional District, Democrat Mike Sherrill wins over Republican Jay Weber. In Minnesota, the 3rd Congressional District, Democrat Dean Phillips defeated Republican Eric Paulson. I mean, this should be making you sick. And you look at some of these seats where they won, where the Republicans actually won, it was because Republicans grew a spine. Now, again, I was talking to somebody about this today. It wasn't that they backed Donald Trump. Now, the left likes to spin it to that. Whenever you agree with Mr. Trump or President Trump on anything, that means you're in love with him or something. I don't even know. And I can't even keep up with them. But it doesn't mean that at all, because if I believe in lower taxes and the president believes in lower taxes, it doesn't mean I believe in the president. It means I believe in lower taxes. Isn't that hard? Texas's 32nd Congressional District, Democrat Colin Allred. He defeated Republican Rep. Pete Sessions. Illinois 6th Congressional District, Democrat Sean Kingston defeated Republican Rep. Peter Roskam. I mean, I'm doing this so you can see what's going on. So you wake up. I am amazed at how many people had no clues what was going on this election. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. So you can weigh in an election if you want to, but in most cases, I want to know what you're thankful for. Because tomorrow is Gobble Gobble Day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Yes, one day away from Gobble Gobble Day. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, seriously. You know, it is appreciated. I appreciate the feedback, you know. And again, let your friends, loved ones, and unloved ones know about the show. We want to irritate as many people as humanly possible. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, like I said, give a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to know what you're thankful for, or if you got anything to be thankful for, or maybe you're just ducking the family tomorrow. I don't care, whatever you want to talk about. Carlo from Southern California, what are you thankful for, my friend?
Well, gosh, there are so many things I'm thankful for. It's a wonderful life.
We only have like 2 hours left, so.
Oh. Sure. Oh. You know, an awesome wife, great friends. And we happen to be living in the greatest nation on this earth. And I come from another nation. I know what I'm talking about. The world is not, the United States doesn't extend over the border.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so special dish. We'll get into that in a second. I need to know, special dish that you make for Thanksgiving that isn't what we refer to as traditionally American?
Ooh, nothing. Yams? That's about as American as it gets.
What is it with you? Wait a minute. You come from another country.
You want me to make lasagna? No,
you don't want to try to compete with me, okay? Anyway.
No.
But I mean, everybody has, like, my family always had turkey, but they also had a lot of other things, a lot of Italian dishes, Italian pastries, the tradition.
We grew up retarded. It was pretty. We grew up in such a contentious family between the Italians and the French that everybody just kind of said, "Let's make peace and we'll settle on the American diet."
That would be a fight.
It was between the hardheads and the red hot tempers. Yeah, that was a interesting conversation when I was a little kid. I was like,
So you have relatives
that
still
going to win this one.
Yeah. You have relatives. Well, the Guineas do fairly well in those kind of fights, so we'll leave it at that. But anyway,
well, I don't know. The other ones are pretty hard-headed.
Let me ask you. You have two. You come from France and from Italy, and so you still have relatives. You have a heritage from both these countries. I mean, don't some of the old folks that came over tell you that this open immigration stuff doesn't work? They're not happy with it.
No, they're not. They're not happy at all. What they say is they look around and they go, "What is wrong with assimilation? What is wrong with us? We had to learn English. We had to go to work. We had to teach our kids to go to school and all the American things. We had to teach the American culture to our kids so that we could all blend in and we could all succeed." And, to their dying breath, and most of my relatives are always, they look down on anything that's divisive, anything that's diversity and multicultural. To them, that's suicide. They just looked at it as like, hey, this is poop. They were always going, cousin in Italian or French, I like the Italians. They took a little longer.
It rolled easier,
especially the women,
too, I think.
It rolls easier, yeah.
All right. Well,
more like kid gestures.
No, because the kids could understand the gestures. They could barely understand the Italian because it was going by so fast. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Well, hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And you have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family.
Yes, and you too, Joe. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, God bless. Again, you need to think about this. You need to think about what you're thankful for. You're going to have to sit next to some people that some people may not want to sit next to. That you may not want to really sit next to. But, seriously, you've got... Some people have no one, absolutely no one. Now, look, I'm not tooting our family's horn or whatever, but on Thanksgiving Day, we go down to the senior center, and there's one in most neighborhoods, okay, or a youth center, whatever it is, wherever they're having this. And we go down there, and part of it is, you want to serve, right? I tell all of you need to serve. But the other side of that, too, is you see the joy in people's faces that don't have anyone. There's nobody left in their family. This is one of the days of the year that they get to go and they get to enjoy and they get to see people they normally wouldn't see. And it's wonderful, don't you think? And if you can bring that much joy into somebody's life, I mean, it takes an hour to an hour and a half out of our time. How bad could that be? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just totally being part of the conversation. And we're talking about how Paul Ryan, who, you know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that for years I had said Paul Ryan wasn't one of ours. I didn't trust him. I thought he was the first pass at progressive Republicanism, and when I say that, I don't mean that in a good way. He almost never pushed back against President Obama when it came to budgets and money and that kind of thing. And he didn't do it ours either. He didn't raise the flag on anything. The only time he raised the flag is when he didn't like something Trump was doing. Right? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to know. I don't want to get into politics with you, but I would love to know what you're thankful for. And I want you to think about that one dish that you usually don't get anywhere else. And you look forward to the holidays. You look forward to Christmas or Thanksgiving because you know somebody in the family is going to show up with it. You know somebody in the family is going to make it and show up with it. Right? Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, I would love it. I can't afford it. When I used to go back east to my family, I would gain like 12 pounds just at Christmas time. Do you realize how much food you have to eat to gain 12 pounds, like in a relatively short period of day? I mean, short period of time, like 10 days. Anyway, Paul Ryan, according to the Gateway Pundit, he withdrew funding from a battleground House seat in Michigan 2 weeks before the election, despite the Republican leading in the polling. Right? The Republican lost by just a couple of thousand votes. He also pulled money from Dana Rohrabacher, who could have had a chance to win that seat back. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is engaging in a very public feud with Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
This was an Obama judge.
He was angry that another one of his immigration policies was put on hold by a federal judge out of the Ninth Circuit. and then a sudden rebuke in a statement from Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who said there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe once taught Justice Roberts.
He's a very careful, thoughtful, reserved guy. But like any human being, he's got his limits. And I think that this president exceeded them.
Undeterred, the president tweeted that the Ninth Circuit has become a dumping ground for lawyers looking for easy wins. Justice Roberts is a conservative judge who was appointed to the High Court by President George W. Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back. I'm Joe Mateo, your host. Always, always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And seriously, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, do the right thing. No, seriously, do the right thing. Especially when it comes to, you've got, oh God, this is going to be fun. You figure, we just had the elections. It's Thanksgiving. You're going to have family over. The same people that you fought with 2 years ago, or almost, yeah, 2 years ago, about who won, why, and what it was a good thing, they're going to come at you this time, too. This is going to be, well, I see, I would think it was fun. I know some of you don't think it's fun at all, but I do. Because I think it opens up dialogue. I think it opens up conversation. And that's what you have to do. If you're not going to have conversation, if you're not going to open up the dialogue, then why bother? Do you know what I'm saying? You're just going to look at each other and agree to the same thing all the time and not have any open conversation about it? I don't think that's cool at all. As a matter of fact, I think that's kind of living a lie. Because not everybody agrees 100% of the time on the same thing. At least last I checked. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about how Paul Ryan is not, I'm sorry, he's just not. Not a real Republican. I'm sure he was trying to figure out how he was going to start, push, make the first branch of the progressive Republican wing. And again, as I started to say in the last segment, Gateway Pundit was able to confirm that Ryan withdrew funding from a battleground House seat in Michigan 2 weeks. 2 weeks before the election, despite the Republican having a lead. And then later losing by a couple thousand votes. Same thing with a few other races that I know of, that I personally know of, he did the same thing in. So where was Paul Ryan? Where was the Republican Party, for that matter? Did they go undercover during this election? Maybe they felt like we were going to get beat because Fox, our wonderful Fox News, was reporting early on that it was over. I mean, when you start reporting a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour into it on the East Coast, that it's over across the country, there were plenty of areas that the get out the vote message was up, was moving, was on everybody's tongue, lips, whatever. And they had a dismal turnout. And I mean a dismal turnout. That only happens when people feel dejected, when they feel like they're losing. Why did Ryan go to national TV right the week before the election to poke President Trump? He accused the president of using Alinsky tactics in tribal politics a week before the votes were cast. How did that work? He's done nothing to stop Facebook decimation, the elimination of conservative content. I'm talking about millions of followers, just in the groups that I belong to. Right? Millions of followers to the conservative cause have been lost, not because they backed out, not because they went away, but because Facebook made them go away. Facebook canned them. Right? It's just amazing. And this fight is never going to stop until Republicans actually grow a spine. Until they decide that they're really going to... See, we have no fighters left. We have no warriors in the party left. I don't get it. I don't understand it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's time to step up, people. It is time to sit with your Republican representative and tell them enough is enough. I'm done with you. If you're not going to do the right thing, you are going to be done in more ways than one. So anyhow, I get a kick out of this stuff. I think it's amazing that they're fighters. They're on your side. They're constitutionalists. They're conservatives. They believe in God and country. Well, they believe in God and country when they're at the podium, not so much after the podium, right? Just amazing. So I know this is kind of may have changed a little bit. But, you know, Alyssa Milano, one day you want to applaud her and say she's doing a good job. The next day you want to go, what happened? Did you get off your meds again? I mean, apparently, she has decided, this is Alyssa Milano now, to boycott Georgia over the Stacey Abrams loss. Now, I know Stacey Abrams has stepped up since and said, please don't do that. Don't hurt those families that are working in the movie industry. Interesting, though, as whacked as we think Abrams is, these high-end, high-thinkers, smarter-than-all-get-out Hollywood types couldn't figure this out on their own. How much damage they would do to the economy there? Or would they think that by doing that, did anybody go back to the poll, do a recall, and vote Stacey Abrams in? Is that really what they thought? Just amazing. I mean, and again, she lost by 55,000 votes. If you find that that was done because of racism, they didn't vote for her because of racism, can I hear your outrage? Because Mia Love wasn't voted back in, an African-American woman. Because I don't even see any stories on that. I don't see stories on any outrage on her. You know why? Because she's a black female, Republican. See, that makes her sick, and you can't vote for her. We don't want her in there. She's a Republican. But she's a she. Are we voting for women or not? What's the message? The message is to vote for women. Women are the best for the job. Unless they're Republicans, unless they're right-wing, unless they're conservatives. Then you're no longer okay for the job. Right? I love it. This is proof positive. They don't want, I keep telling you, they don't want equality. Equality was never in the picture. It was never part of the fix, if you would. It's only part of the argument. It's to fool the low IQ, low information voters. I'm talking about Republicans, too. talked to enough of them in the last couple of weeks after the election. It's like I just want to slap myself in the head every time I talk to them. To think that they're not up, they can tell you, you know, the old story, like, right, who's winning America's Got Talent, but they can't tell you who's running for office and why they even voted for the person they voted for. Tom Umberg pulled ahead of Janice Nguyen in a Senate race in California, a female Asian, and she was beat by an old white guy. I have been searching and scouring that interweb thing to find out where the outrage was on the left, where the feminist outrage is. It doesn't exist because it's not equality they want. It's control. Come on, just be honest about it. It's really that simple. In any of these races you look at, it's just control they want. And they're all excited about California going like almost pretty much totally Democrat. Big mistake, if you ask me. And yet, no problem with the fact that the second largest California firm may be prepared to move to Texas. That's right. Can't handle it here anymore. California is driving out business, which means they're going to have to drive up taxes on the regular person. California could be on the brink of one of the biggest corporate defections yet. With the signs that the McKesson Corporation, it's a pharmaceutical giant, right? It's sixth on the Fortune 500 list. It's preparing to move the headquarters from San Francisco to Dallas. Apple's the only California company that's bigger than McKesson, which has 75,000 plus employees, and it had $198 billion in annual revenue last fiscal year. Right? McKesson saw its profile increase greatly in 2017. After a joint investigation by the Washington Post and CBS 60 Minutes alleged that the company had played a central role in the national opioid epidemic by failing to report suspicious orders that were coming in. Right? Small doctors with small clientele bases ordering tonnages of this stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick.
March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Really. You know, seriously, you can't know it all. I don't know it all. I take some of the information from you guys. I watch what you're doing in the chat room and in other places to try to get a feel for what's going on. So it's always good to listen to people. It's always good to find out, you know, how other people arrive. Maybe at the same place you are. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-GO, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Look at, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I might as well put it out there anyway. Now, you guys know I really like President Trump. I really enjoy what he's doing and how he's doing. But I'll tell you what. Any form of humility is not his long suit. I don't know if you heard today, but he said he can't imagine anybody else. Did you hear this? Being Time Magazine's year, Man of the Year. Yes, he did. And you know what? God bless him. I probably, you know, would say that I agree with him to a big degree. And he should be. He's done a lot of great things. Yeah, he said some things that make you cringe, but he's done a lot of good things also. But I think it kind of, you're not, you know, saying, hey, look at me. You know, look at me, look how great I am. And I'm not so sure that's the right way to do it. You know what I'm saying? So in 855, what's that?
No filter.
No, there is no filter. Matter of fact, I wonder if he knew he said it and didn't just think it in his head. You ever wonder that? Because I've done that. I've actually done that. I know, you're going to laugh at me. I've actually thought something and realized afterward, because of the looks I was getting from the people around me, that I actually said it and didn't just think it. Yes, I've done that. I think I get that from my mother. Anyhow, we were talking about the exodus from California. That's the second largest, that the second largest California firm is preparing to get on out of here. And the owner of the company bigger than it is Apple. McKesson has decided, they're a large pharmaceutical company, I get it, but guess what? When they leave, as much as you want to scream about them, they bring jobs with them. They're done. Right? And they bring lots of money to the area. Given how much cheaper it usually is for companies to own rather than lease large headquarters, the sale looks good. You know, when you look at what's going on, they're selling property in San Francisco. Big property. Big buck property. Now, if you're selling that property in San Francisco before looking, finding, and remodeling another property, wouldn't it cause you pause? Would you have to scratch your head and go, wonder what they're doing? Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but recently San Francisco enacted, voted on, whatever, a homeless tax. A portion of every employee's salary goes to homelessness or helping homelessness. Because that's what you do in California. You tax the crap out of everything and fix nothing. That's how it works. Nonetheless, besides Mayor London Breed, the city's political establishment offered relatively little pushback to the successful tax measure on San Francisco's November 6th ballot. It'll take the single biggest toll on McKesson. Right? That's if the company stays there. If they don't stay there, boy, they're going to be in trouble. City is. To fund increased programs for the homeless, Measure C imposes a gross receipts tax on San Francisco's based companies. Right? Now, if your company grosses more than $50 million a year, and believe me, most of the companies in the San Francisco, you know, business zone do that. Right? You're taxed at a very, very high rate. They're hoping to generate between $300 million to $380 million a year. Because that's close. You ready for this one? How much San Francisco spends on its homeless. I told Tammy I'm going to quit this job. I'm going to go work up there as a poop remover. What were they getting? $165,000 to start? Or $180,000? Yeah, it was like $180,000. Think about this. To use a high-pressure water hose to remove human excrement from the sidewalk, why go to college? Seriously. I mean, with that kind of money, you could be homeless yourself for a year and pay off your college bill. Anyway, if McKesson does leave, it'll join the more than 1,700 companies whose decisions to abandon the Golden State have been documented since 2000. Actually, it's higher than that. I don't know where that number came from. We did a show 2 years ago where over 2,000 companies had relocated. And more to come because it was getting so hard to do business here in California. And it is. It's getting harder and harder and harder. If McKesson does leave, again, like I said, it'll join more than, I say, over 2,000 companies whose decision to abandon the Golden State had been documented. Maybe, you know what? Maybe the 2,000-plus wasn't just abandonment. It was some of them that were going out of business because of the issues. The traditional complaints about California from corporations is that it has high taxes and heavy regulations. And they've been expanding like crazy under Jerry. They've been expanding. They're going to continue to expand even worse under Gavin. Jerry has, he's vetoed bills in the past on this kind of thing. Not all of them, but he has. Newsom hasn't seen a tax he didn't like. In fact, Toyota moved its U.S. headquarters from Torrance to Dallas, right, because of the issues they had. Occidental Petroleum moved its headquarters from Los Angeles to Houston. Nestle, right, they moved its headquarters from Glendale to Roslyn, Virginia. I mean, think about it. They went from the beautiful, 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 beautiful Southern California. And not that Virginia isn't beautiful, but you guys got snow. We don't get snow. And think of the thousands, the tens of thousands of jobs that they brought with them, or they took out. Does this sound like a state that's being run well, by a government that's being run well? And they actually believe that they could run the federal government better. Again, the crack pipe comes into play, don't you think? Now, here's a good one, too, that came in recently. I love this. There's a new report out. Why it's a new report? Because we've known about it for years. This is really not new. And please forgive me. It came out a while back. But still, when I see this stuff, I get the biggest kick out of this. This show, we're coming up on like 10 years or something. Somewhere around there. And I've been talking about the abuses at the Chinese manufacturing plant where Apple's made, Apple products are produced. Because what I do is I chalk it up to hypocrisy. I chalk it up to the fact that you guys from on the left that keep screaming about bad work conditions, bad pay, bad this, bad that. Yet you're all holding apples in your hand. You scream about communism, but yet you all have Apple products in your hands, which would not be made under communism, under socialism. Right? A statute passed by California lawmakers in 2010 to stem labor abuses, especially overseas, hasn't helped. Which is nothing new with the California legislature. The abuses still go on, and they're rampant in China. The California Transparency and Supply Chains Act, it was heralded by the political leaders, the Democrats, that would measure to police the poor working conditions in companies doing business in California when they use plants overseas. It's done nothing. It hasn't helped. A study released a few years back, because you can't get these that often, came in from the China Labor Watch, reported that the Shanghai, China facility of Apple said that working conditions are terrible. The workers are subject to terrible treatment. Right? Name of the company is Pegatron. It's taken covert measures to exploit workers. In the seventh report to alleged worker abuses by Apple's Chinese supplier, and this goes all the way back to, I think the original report showed me, 2008. So I don't, you know how you fix this? You stop buying the product. Who's going to stop them from making that kind of money? You think a Chinese is going to go in there and go, oh my God, I can't believe you're being treated like this? Because if you believe that, I got some swamp land in Florida I want to sell you. Cheap. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Estate. I'll be back in just a few minutes.